Baucus fights the good fight. Good morning. I'm Leslie Lotto in the KNS News Center. Senator Max Baucus says he's going to try to save the National Guard jobs in Montana that may soon be on the chopping block. Baucus says the Guard is critical to the nation's security and provides an important line in defense at home.
Our Air Guard last year won the Air Force Outstanding Unit Award, the Maintenance Effectiveness Award, and the Air Force Security Forces Award, while standing alert and deploying to Iraq.
The senator sent a letter to the president, a review of defense spending supposed to be announced on Monday. The Democratic Party in Montana has missed a fundraising disclosure deadline. A spokesperson with the party says they're dealing with a computer glitch and plan to make the information available by next Tuesday. The information's required by state law. It details how much was spent and raised in fundraising for the year. The state commissioner of political practices says he expects the party to comply before a possible civil lawsuit's filed. The Republican Party says the whole thing's hypocritical, given the recent spate of attack ads on Senator Conrad Burns. Voters in Bonner will get to vote on a proposed community council and a tax that would support Missoula County search and rescue. The two votes will take place separately in the spring, one in May, the other in June. Missoula County commissioners have approved both measures with a formal go-ahead to print them on the ballots. If the community council gets approval, commissioners will appoint council members to staggered terms, and future council members will be elected. Missoula County Search and Rescue is asking voters for an annual mill levy to raise more than $87,000. Search and Rescue was formed in 1958 and has apparently never asked voters for a mill levy before. If that's approved, around 55% of the tax money would go to new equipment, including new, more powerful digital radios, powerful snowmobiles, and digital avalanche beacons are also priorities. In his first vote cast on the Supreme Court, new Justice Samuel Alito split with conservatives in a death penalty case. Here's ABC's Louise Schiavone in Washington.
The vote was 6-3, with Chief Justice Roberts and fellow conservatives Clarence Thomas and Antonin Scalia agreeing that Missouri should proceed with the scheduled lethal injection execution of a death row inmate. But the inmate, Michael Taylor, convicted of killing a 15-year-old girl, argued that lethal injection was cruel and unusual punishment. Justice Samuel Alito and five other justices rejected Missouri's 11th-hour request to proceed with Taylor's execution.
It's my shadow, I see. 6 more weeks of mild winter weather there will be.
Punxsutawney Phil says winter's not over yet. It's Groundhog Day today, and the famous little guy saw his shadow early this morning, meaning 6 more weeks of winter. Here's your Garden City weather from KNS. Scattered rain and snow showers today, highs in the mid-30s to low 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of snow showers, lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s. That's the latest. I'm Leslie Lotto, KNS News.